It's Friday and time for StoryCorps. As we mark the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, let's hear about one moment that's been largely forgotten, but that played a role in the passing of that landmark legislation. In the June of that year, J.T. Johnson and Al Lingo were among several black and white protesters who jumped into the whites-only pool at the Monson Motor Lodge in St. Augustine, Florida. The owner tried to force them out by pouring acid into the pool.
He really lost it.
He did. Everybody's got a call off guard.
The girls, they were most frightened, and we moved to the center of the pool.
I tried to calm the gang down. I knew that there was too much water for that acid to do anything. Also, Doobie wasn't going to be in there long, that someone was going to drag us out of there. When they drug us out, bathing suits, and they carried us out to the jail, they wouldn't feed me because they said I didn't have on any clothes. I said, this is the way you locked me up. But all of the news media was there because somehow I guess they'd gotten the word that something was going to happen at that pool that day. And I think that's when President Johnson got the message.
Our whole foreign policy and everything else go to hell over this. Yesterday in the swimming pool in St. Augustine, they started pouring acid in the pool.
That had not happened before in this country, that some man is pouring acid on people in the swimming pool. But it was just something that had to happen, and it happened. And I'm not so sure the Civil Rights Act would have been passed had that not been a St. Augustine. It was a milestone. We was young, and we thought we'd done something, and we had. But about 40 years later, I went back to St. Augustine, and it's a Hilton Hotel where the Motor Lodge used to be. And I sat and talked with the manager. I said to him that, you know, I can't stay in this hotel. You don't have any African-Americans working there. He said, well, I promise you, the next time you come down here, it'll be different. He immediately got busy. But he was one of the few people in St. Augustine, I think, that did some of the things that we have been talking about. So to go back to St. Augustine, and it's still somewhat the same. Now, that does make me feel bad. The lifting is still kind of heavy. But I'll continue to work as hard as I can as long as I live. I won't ever stop and I won't ever give up.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around.
That's J.T. Johnson and Al Lingo at StoryCorps in Atlanta, Georgia. Like all StoryCorps interviews, their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can hear more stories from the Civil Rights Movement on the StoryCorps podcast at NPR.org.
Turn me around, Lord. Turn me around.